God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As reported by McKinley Corbley on August 30th of this year, Fly, an old blind dog, a border collie, was playing with his owner at a beach in Hampshire, England, when the dog leapt into the ocean, something he'd never done before, and started swimming away. Never in his long life had he done that. We were literally playing on the shoreline when all of a sudden he took it in his head to swim to the Isle of Wight, said Fly's human, Mark Cowing. When he got 20 or 30 feet out, I had to strip off and go in and try to rescue him. But he disappeared out of sight, and I presumed he had drowned. And then I knew I was in trouble. I tried to wave for help, and I thought I was a goner. But a man in a kayak came to Cowing's rescue, and they mourned the dog. But just then, a helicopter flying overhead spotted the dog 656 feet away from the shore. After directing a rescue lifeboat to the dog's location, a crew member was able to jump into the water and haul Fly, the dog, to safety. The crew said that judging by Fly's swimming, they had arrived just in time. Cowing, who was overwhelmed with relief at the return of his dog, said that the exhausted border collie ended up scarfing down 4 packets of food and a pork pie upon returning home. I was in tears when I saw him. He's my boy, said Cowing. Another headline this week read, "Nun throws a perfect strike in ceremonial first pitch at a Major League Baseball game." Sister Mary Jo Sobiec looked like the newest pitching prospect, the reporter wrote, for the Chicago White Sox. Sister Mary Jo wowed the crowd by whipping a ball right down the middle of the plate during her ceremonial first pitch on Sunday. 2 things these stories teach us in the context of the retelling of the healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter and the throwing around of the word dog in the gospel today. 1 is that old blind dogs have come a long way since Jesus' day. They did not get helicopters and rescue lifeboats. People did not risk their life for their dog in first century Palestine. And 2, that women are still throwing perfect strikes, metaphorically and in real life. Fly and Sister Mary Jo, crumb-eating dogs, and the Syrophoenician woman, all those we would underestimate have something to teach us, have changes to make in us. Healing and change come when we follow Jesus' example to learn from the outsider today. One could say, without being a heretic, that Jesus swung and missed, using a baseball metaphor, continuing, that Jesus swung and missed in his response to the woman, the Syrophoenician woman, kneeling before him and begging for her daughter's healing that day. One could also say that her response to his answer was not to give up, but to respond by throwing the perfect pitch, the perfect words, right down the middle of the plate. Essentially, she said to him, "You can heal anyone. You make me worthy. You can heal anyone." And those words, those perfect words, showed her faith. They showed her desperate, deep love. And in response, Jesus showed how to listen transformatively. how to hear someone, really hear them, to hear those that had no power, except their desperate love, to hear those that had no power, to hear those who had no power to be heard. So at the risk of stating the obvious, one of the things the Gospels tell us is that Jesus listened to women. Even if he did not always agree with them at first, he listened. He heard them. He heard his mother and finally turned the water into wine at the wedding in Cana. He heard the woman at the well and sent her to be an evangelist. He heard the Syrophoenician woman and healed her daughter. At the end of the day, this exchange between Jesus and a desperate mother leaves us with a witness, a profound witness of healing and salvation and liberation by the healer, our Savior, our liberator. Our God listens transformatively to us, women and men, presumed deserving and undeserving. And later in the gospel, Jesus would use the term Ephatha, be opened, to help another man hear as well. To truly listen and be opened is a show of strength. It's a show of strength and trust in God. It is a way of healing that we need desperately in our times now. And it's a messy process. As we know, healing is not without discomfort or pain. In the gospel, healing involved throwing shade and using spit. And the result of the messiness is fullness of life. So that dynamic between being opened to the value of the undervalued, being open to the equality of the underclass, being open to the wholeness of the broken, and being opened to the pricelessness of those deemed disposable, that dynamic of openness is named as healing and sacred today in our gospel. And it's good news that we need to be reminded of and open to in our lives today. Again, at the risk of stating the obvious, it is hard to listen. It is hard to value. It is hard to stop for healing in the middle of all the arguing, of all the straw man tactics, the slippery slopes we hear about, the loaded questions we are asked, the bandwagons we are invited onto, and the black and white polarization we are tempted with. We are so bent many times, much of the time, on proving that the other is wrong, or at least in proving that we are right, that there is precious little energy left for openness. Yet, Ephatha, be opened, Jesus commands. He doesn't invite, but commands. We are all in need of healing. There's not one person here that does not need some sort of healing. Healing from grief, despair, healing from arrogance and self-centeredness, healing from cancer and other bodily injuries, healing from hatred or self-hatred, from so many things. And the Syrophoenician woman teaches us that there is healing to be had, especially with persistence and with desperate love. There is healing to be had in remembering the worth that God in Christ has given us all. LaDonna Sanders Nicosi wrote that she's always been fascinated by the Bible's healing stories, especially Jesus' specific methods of healing. He lays hands on people. He says, "Be healed." He tells people on the Sabbath to pick up their mats and walk. Sometimes he's in conversation with people, and in the process of interacting with him, they are healed. This is a case, for example, when Jesus asked the man at the pool of Bethesda, "Do you want to be well?" And it's the truth for us to answer today. It's a question for us to answer today. Do you want to be healed? The Syrophoenician woman's love for her daughter moved her to insist on receiving the healing. And in conversation and in the process of interacting with Jesus, that healing occurred. Here at Trinity, we try to be open in our actions and in our outreach. I'm not going to go through the list of all of our programs, but the very core of all of our outreach is a longing to be open, a longing to healing, a trust in the saving grace of Christ Jesus. Yesterday, we held a day of dialogue on racism and immigration. And one thing we were asked to do by one of the panelists was to look at the last 10 people we had spoken with. Look at our phones and just go down, look at the last 10 people. Did they all look like us? We were asked. Did they all think like us? Are we listening outside of our own echo chambers? Are we afraid to be open? Are we listening transformatively for the healing of our lives, for the souls of our nation and our community? Are we acting like all are worthy? Maybe you are right about everything. But St. James and Jesus ask us to concede, even if we are right about every single thing that we think, they ask us to concede that mercy triumphs over judgment. Maybe you are right about everything, but we are called to concede that old blind dogs are worth rescuing, and that a woman can throw a perfect pitch. We may be right about everything we think and believe. Maybe we're right about absolutely everything. But we are still asked to concede, as Jesus did, and listen transformatively and to heal. Whether you score well on that test or not, that phone call exercise of openness, right now we are called to hear those who are outside the places of power, to hear those who are not deemed worthy. We are called to hear with our hearts, with a desperate love, with a saving grace, God's, Jesus's command to be open. This is not something that we can do on our own strength, but only by a sure trust in the God who tells us, and a God who tells us that we are worthy and there is enough love to go around. We do not have to be stingy. Ephatha is the call for us today. Be open. Be opened. Be open to transformative love. Amen.